This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the Health Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're joined by Mr. Jim Freese, a corporate engineer at Moe Americas, who founded Puppy Ride Long Island to honor and remember his late brother John and his guide dog Hero to support an organization that did so much for him. His work with Puppy Ride Long Island and the Seeing Eye Foundation will continue to help others who are sight impaired like his brother. And Mr. Freese, thanks for joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for hosting me.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing all the details here. So if you would, for starters, tell us about yourself, your role at Moe, and your role as founder of Puppy Ride and the connection to the Seeing Eye Foundation. Let's kick it off with that today.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm a 40-year engineer in agribusiness overall. I've been with Moe, very forward-thinking, a good, healthy protein for about the last 7.5 years. Moe's been very supportive of my work, both internally for them around the world and for my athletic endeavors and what I've been doing here with the Seeing Eye and with guide dogs. So for the last 7.5 years, like I said, I've been bouncing around handling projects for Moe in different countries. One of the nice things about, so for my entire life, I've been a avid runner, got into cycling and long distance cycling recently because of some issues with my back. So I learned that cross training after 65,000 miles on your body is a good thing. And so how this all ties together, well, I guess with the travel, it's good to put a pair of sneakers in and I can train anywhere I am in the world. And, yeah, so all this came together as far as the Seeing Eye and all when my brother passed about 6 years ago now. It was 2018, passed suddenly. He was my little brother and a very, very close friend of mine. It was very hard losing him. But his experience with the Seeing Eye, he was an international business guy himself and traveled with his guide dog when he got accepted into the program. And it really changed his life, and he saw that change. And so he advocated through the puppy raising in his area in Pennsylvania. The Guide Dog Foundation is the oldest foundation in the U.S. and is located in Jersey. And his advocacy when he passed, it just made perfect sense. You know, we said, well, what should we contribute instead of flowers? Well, we started with the guide dogs. And then I looked at it and I said, wow, I could really combine my ultra distance running and, as it turns out, cycling. And cycling now is taking a front role because I can build a bigger and bigger group to take on these rides and help promote the charity and to promote the awareness of guide dogs and what they can do for sight impaired people. And so, yeah, that was long-winded, but that's a good summary.
Well, I think it's totally awesome what you're doing here and all the efforts put into this, and I'm really thankful that you took a moment to be with us here today to talk about this as well. It certainly is our honor. Now, tell us about the recent feat, your participation in the grueling Moab 240 Ultra Marathon, all for a noble cause. What was it like, and how did your involvement help the Seeing Eye Foundation and Puppy Ride?
Yeah, so since my brother's passing, I've been taking select events in my calendar, and this has been cycling and some ultra running. Back in 2018, it was a 100-mile race in Zion, Utah, and there's been several one-week rides across different parts of the U.S. where we've attracted funds that go directly to the Seeing Eye. It's not to help us pay for our trips. It's all going directly to them. This year, I put together 8 riders, and we did a 600-mile ride across New York from Niagara, Canada, to Long Island, and that took place back in August. And then I topped that off with the cherry on top with a single ultra running event this year, and it was my first attempt at something longer than 100 miles. And so Moab is a 240-mile race, and it was it was a very interesting experience. A lot of new things came up as far as how to handle it physically and mentally. both the ride and the run this year have provided our biggest year to the Seeing Eye, which was about $44,000 going directly to them from the two events. And this is just direct fundraising from companies like Moe. Moe has been a contributor to my charity, and then individuals. And so my catchphrase that I've been using for running and cycling is going the distance for the puppies. And that's, you know, every time I go do one of these events, I can do it with my brother, and I can do it thinking about how to help others. It's been cathartic for me over the last 6 years to kind of tie these two things together. And so Moab at 240 miles, I did complete it. About half the people in the field completed it. I didn't do quite as well as I would have liked to have done. I did well with nutrition, hydration, electrolytes. Everything was good there. But I learned a lot about sleep and sleep deprivation. And in this race, I did 5 hours of sleep with 110 hours of being on my feet. And I think I could have slept a little more and probably improved my time quite a bit if I had. But you got to do it once to understand what the bear looks like, and then maybe go back and try again.
Well, I got to hand it to you, being involved in an ultra marathon and for a noble cause, that is tremendous. And hey, you certainly made out well. It sounds like today we're with Jim Freese, a corporate engineer at Moe Americas, who founded Puppy Ride Long Island to honor and remember his late brother John and his guide dog Hero, to support an organization that did so much for him. And he's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, I understand Moe, your employer, sounds supportive of your efforts. Tell me what Moe does and how they have supported your efforts in this fundraising cause here.
Yeah, so Moe is an international company. It's based in Norway, and then there's business units around the world, like the business unit in the U.S. I'm located in North America, and so I have a soft spot for the business where I'm located, and a wonderful team here who cheers me on in all that I try to do, and they financially have contributed each year to these events to help the Seeing Eye. It's been one of their causes as a result of my involvement. They are just incredibly supportive, and it's a very healthy sport oriented company around the world. I have so many friends who are in the business who are either runners or cyclists or skiers or whatever. It's just it's a great group of people. Other things that Moe's done is that I never go out to these races and want for a great shirt with going the distance for the puppies. I'm getting their emblems on these at my request so that I can support my business when I'm out there as well, is that people know that Moe is part of the game. So in general, it's been a great place to land late in my career. A great group of people, a lot of respect for them.
No doubt, that is fabulous how Moe is assisting you in your fundraising efforts, and I think it's a real good mix, Moe, and what you're doing in your endeavors there with Puppy Ride Long Island and the Seeing Eye Foundation as well. Lastly, and before you go, how can people help support Puppy Ride and Seeing Eye, and why is that important to do what you have done and also for others to model what you are doing?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to find a cause, and it's good to find, a reason to drive yourself. And it's been really great to combine my love of athletics and to be able to do something for other people. PuppyRideLongIsland.com, which is our new website starting this year, is the landing page to understand what we're doing, what our history has been. Direct links to the Seeing Eye, which I said was the oldest guide dog group in the United States, founded in the 1920s. They produce from breeding to raising to training and to matching about 250 dogs per year for the blind. Each dog costs in excess of $70,000. So my raising of $120,000 in the last 5 years for them is it's significant, but it's an incredible budget to get this thing done, and it's not government supported. So a person who's sight impaired or blind and wants the mobility has to apply to the program. If accepted into the program, the foundation itself is providing all of this $70,000 to the student who comes in to get the dog. And so I'm just hoping we can drive this into the future, and that people who are blind, like my brother was, will benefit from this. So in that puppyridelongisland.com, you can learn about us. You can get the direct links into Seeing Eyes. There's a couple great videos about what they do and how they do it. And it's just absolutely amazing what a dog can do. And you can also get a direct link into the charity, which that link is, you know, the funds go directly to Seeing Eye. And so it'd be great if you want to take a look at it and follow us. We're trying to get more interactive each year. I'm hoping next year to build a bigger team as far as biking. And so each year I'm hoping to outraise the year before. And that's it in a nutshell.
Well, Mr. Fries, we want to thank you once again for all that you're doing and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Again, folks, for more information and to support, visit puppyridelongisland.com. Of course, this link will also be within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Fries, all the best, and hopefully we can have you back on in the future with an update right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks so much for taking the call.
My pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Jim Fries, a corporate engineer at Mowi Americas, who founded Puppy Ride Long Island to honor and remember his late brother John and his guide dog Hero, to support an organization that did so much for him. And for all the details, visit puppyridelongisland.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.